Again, all the Torah tonight is sponsored by the Felder Mishpacha, Leil Nishmas, their uncle Rabbi Moshe Ben David, Zecher Tzadik Lachevracha, as well as Dr. Felder's 60th birthday, Shvi Yerev Simcha and Bracha. So earlier tonight we spoke about this pasuk a little bit. I want to go more in depth in one inyan that we didn't touch upon yet. It's Torah from the Heiliger Radomsker, the Tver Shleima. Hashem went after. They're standing by the Yamsuf of the Mitzrim are running after them, and we're petrified. Don't be afraid. Stand up and see the Yeshua of Hashem. It's going to be done for you today. You see the Mitzrim today, you're never going to see them again. What's pshat in that? Why was so crucial? Why was it so important for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, you're never going to see them again? Now, we're used to, it could be, maybe, and maybe this is pasha pshat. It's kedibur b'nei adam. It's like the way we all speak. You know, halavai, you see your enemy, you're never going to see him again. It's going to be taken care of in such a way, you're never going to have to deal with this again. You're never going to have to see him again. But Mamish, what was going to be the problem if we saw them again? This pasha psha, what would be the problem? So we see the Mitzrayim again. Obviously Hashem's taking care of us. He took it out of Mitzrayim. They're never going to harm us again. Say, you see those Mitzrayim, they're never going to harm you again. You're never going to be slaves to them again. Why does that be lo sasifu lor osim od? You're never going to see them again. Why is that important? So Tver Shlomo says something incredible. Tver Shlomo says, the Bnei Yisrael is on a level that they needed to go through seeing the Mitzrim, being afraid of the Mitzrim, having Yira of the Mitzrim, which was a Yira Chitzonius, this outside fear of their enemies, in order to build Yira Shemayim. But through that Yira of the Mitzrim, they built Yira Shemayim. And that's what it was. We see in the Psukim, a few Psukim earlier, right? They lifted up their eyes. The Mitzrayim were running after them. They were very afraid. They were very scared. The fear of the Mitzrayim created fear. And then they reached out by Yitzakul Hashem, which created awe of Hashem and the need of Hashem by their side. That Yira created Yiras Shemayim. Tzvar Shlomo says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them? You're not going to have to see them again. You're going to be a Madrega now, Klal Yisrael, that you're going to have your Shemayim always. And you're not going to need outside sources to create your Shemayim. How can you not have your Shemayim after this? You just went through Ten Makos, Gilei Shechina, Kriyas Yamsuf. You're good to go for eternity ad olam. Klal Yisrael is Yiras Shemayim Dikanation. You're not going to need it ever again. That's what the Tzvar Shlomo says. Incredible haftacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. But I was thinking about this. Really? Was Moshe Rabbeinu so sure? How was Moshe Rabbeinu so sure that we're not going to need it again? Are there not going to be dairists that forget and didn't see it physically with their own eyes and like need a reminder and need yira from other places? Like, how is he so certain and so sure that we're not going to need that again to build Yiras Shemayim? Where's it going to come from? And I thought to myself, perhaps, as Osafa, because he knew in a few short days there's going to be a Kabbalah Satara. Therefore, lo sifu lirosam od olam, you're not going to need this to build your Shemayim, because once we have Torah, you could see Hashem every moment. Once you have Torah, you just open up Torah and start learning and you could build your Shemayim. Lo sifu, I'm not saying everybody does, because not everyone learned Torah, and not everyone learned Torah properly to be able to see the Bayer Alma in the Torah. And to hug the Rabbanu Shalom, as the Tanya in Parak Dalet says. But if you learn Torah properly, that will be the builder of your Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew, we're about to be Makabal Torah. So, lo sisiv and lo rosam oda alon, because we're going to have Torah. And that Torah will build. And if we learn, and we look at it, and we see Hashem, how can we not have your Shemayim? You live with Torah, you live with the Muna. Rabbanu Shalom brought me a Matana. If you take the gematria of Lir Oisim, because that's Losifu Lir Oisim, you don't need to see them anymore. But you have to see Yira builds Yira. Yira to see builds fear. I'm only afraid if I really see something. So I have to see Hashem to have Yira Shemayim. Where am I going to see him? In the Torah. Lir Oisim with the Kailos gematria 758, which is exactly gematria Be'omel HaTorah. With Amel the Torah, with one who dwells in the Torah. The Amel HaTorah, with one who dwells in the Torah. If you're Amel B'Torah, Be'omel HaTorah is L'Roisim, then you'll see, and you'll have the Yiras Shemayim properly. Mir Tashem, we shall be Zaychet to understand, to connect the Torah, have Iskashras to Torah, to build a relationship with Hashem through the Torah, and have the proper Yiras Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu never has to bring anything more to build Yiras Shemayim. Until we zayich to gila shchina with gula shleim here b'meinu b'karav b'yameinu. Hey, look at Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. 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 Shabbos, Kodesh.